what is this feeling? Like, why?
So sudden. Yeah. And new. I felt the moment.
Exactly. Coming in. Hello, we are here at Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff, Arizona, and welcome to episode 40, that's how old I am now,
yay,
of Untamed Shrews, Women Talk Theater, presented by Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival. I'm Dawn.
And I'm Becky.
And I'm Hannah. Today we will be discussing a big announcement from the Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival, our new theater space, the Beaver Street Theater.
Yay. But before we get into that, we will be holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity.
Go, Becky, go.
The joke landed. That was it, Hannah. I prepped Hannah that I was doing a teensy bit of a joke. Didn't know if it was going to land. I hope it landed with all of you.
Guys, if you were wondering what the most Becky thing ever is, it's the fact that she was planning to tell a joke. So she prepped us that she was going to tell a joke, but wouldn't tell us what the joke is.
You're welcome.
Which is just the best. It's the stage manager in her. She was like, I have to make sure everyone knows something funny is coming. Yes.
Laugh at me.
Never want to catch people unawares. It was a great joke. I loved it. But now I would like you to sing Defying Gravity.
Okay, well, I really want to do a TikTok, or, well, not a TikTok, a reel. Same thing.
Yeah.
Because I saw, well, this is, I guess, part of my check-in. We're checking in. How the heck are you,
Shrews? Over here, Becky.
So I saw Taylor Swift in Toronto a couple weeks ago.
Crazy.
It was great. So much fun. And then a week later, I saw Defying Gravity. I saw Wicked. And I really want to do a TikTok or a reel, whatever. Jeez.
It's the same thing.
Yes, it is. That is, like, the caption is, like, when you see Taylor Swift and Wicked in the same week, and then it's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's a me.
Nice.
So maybe that's coming, who knows?
I know you and your mom and your sister were churning out some good Wicked content over
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How was it?
It was really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, both. Which one? Taylor Swift or Wicked?
I'm asking about Wicked. Sean and I are both thinking about a date night. We almost went on last night. Hannah and Jacob were all set up to come babysit. And then I was like, I'm tapping out on my own date night.
Yeah. You're like, I need to go home.
Sometimes I was like, gotta get cozy.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll go home.
Yeah. Sorry. It's okay. But we are going to go on a date night and we are going to see Wicked. But Sean's dad's wife said that it was really, really dark. And I was like, well, the book was really, really dark. Like, I read the book when I was in
forever ago.
Too young. Like, I was too young to be reading that book.
High school.
Yeah.
When I read it.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
super, all his books are super dark.
Yeah. So there's also something that I've seen going around where it's like, I've been walking around the past 15 years just thinking everybody knew the plot to Wicked. And that's not the case. Loving the new hype for it, though.
Literally, my husband was like, Wicked, what's that about? And I was like, what?
It's the untold story of the Witches of Oz. What do you mean?
Talking about? He was like, I don't know what Wicked is. I was like, what? And then I saw that reel and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So they, and I keep seeing like things, content where it says like the writers stuck to the story. They knew that the musical, the writing of the musical was it, and they didn't stray from it because you know how sometimes there are adaptations where you're like, why did
the
they make that choice? And they stuck to the formula that worked. And
so it's like exact lyrics and book of the original, just like
pretty much. But I mean, this is just act one of the musical, and it's about the same, or I think a little bit longer than the entirety of the musical.
Oh, of course. Yeah. They're doing the, like, Harry Potter two-part thing. The Hunger Games thing.
Yes.
They know they can sell tickets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I keep thinking about, like, how one, and, like, this is good storytelling, right? How every action of this show, is it Bill Bryson's, like, backwards and forwards, where it's, like, every action gets us to the next action, and it's just like a perfect,
a continuous domino.
This has to happen so that this happens, and then this happens which leads to that, and that happens which leads, and it's just
so,
like,
nothing is fluff.
It's just like it's really good.
I would like to go see it. I just haven't yet, and I feel like a terrible musical theater major because I have never really been all that into Wicked. So I'm excited to see the movie, but I wasn't like the type that was going to necessarily get be them. There night yeah. one. And like, yeah. you know what I mean? I mean, I know the music and all that, but I've never like seen it on stage. I yeah. never spent the money to like go see it on Broadway or see the tour. So I know of the musical. I don't dislike it. I've just never been like one of those obsessed musical theater kids, which, wow, respect to them, because like yeah. that's just like when you're a musical theater kid, you just like there are certain shows that just like really stick with you. And like yeah. Wicked was definitely one yeah. of them for a lot of people. It just wasn't really for me. So I would like to see it, but I was letting kind of like everybody who was like, must see, yeah, yeah. go do that. Yeah. Now I'm like, okay, it's time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to go hopefully in the next few weeks. But yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Would nice. Recommend.
How nice. About T yeah. Swift?
Also great. I had amazing seats. It was a lot of fun to like be there with my sister and her sister-in-law. And there, so you know when you're at a concert and like you sing along, or like you know people clap, and there are some moments where like people are cheering for like minutes on end, yeah. and I'm just like.
Let her sing.
Everyone, yeah, I came to hear Taylor Swift sing, not to hear you clap for her. Which is just like...
It's like exciting. Like we're all excited back. To be
yeah.
here.
Yeah, but,
it's true. Yeah. If you can't actually hear her, you're like,
Wait a minute. Okay, so I have to bring this up because I recently had this experience. I saw Stargazer's Cabaret, which was amazing.
Thank you.
But I am very much, and especially in a show like that, I am not an in-between scenes clapper mm-hmm. because it pulls me out of the story.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you are, fine, you know, like, but I just kind of want to watch. But I have noticed more and more in the culture of theater that you get the stink eye if you don't clap when no. other people are clapping.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And yeah. so like during that show, Becky was in that show and she was amazing.
Thank you.
And I really did think it was a very powerful show. It was really hard to watch, which it should be. It's yeah. a hard play mm-hmm. that it was written that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was just like, man, like, it's okay. Like, clap if you want to clap.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to clap. Like I, and it's not because I didn't think that scene was amazing. It's because
you
I
want
to
be in it.
I don't want to like be like waiting for the end of the scene or like yeah. thinking about the thing. Yeah. Like I just want to watch the whole show.
Yeah. Just experience it all.
And experience yeah. the show that way. And it yeah. was just so weird to me. But I yeah. really felt like I got the yeah. stink eye from a couple people.
It's well, the same as when you do or do not stand during a standing ovation.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
like, oh no, uh-oh. Peer pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so I think, and maybe I've heard this, but so at the end of scenes or end of musical numbers, like a lighting designer or I guess even a sound designer could help with that, where like if a song has a button, like uh-huh. then there is or there might be space for an audience to clap. Mm-hmm. But if there is no like button yeah. and it just flows, that's kind of when you get that like, yeah. oh, should we clap? And it's like, you don't have to clap. It's okay. But yeah, you don't have to clap. If you don't like at any point, if you
it's
don't like,
true.
Yeah,
right. There's a difference between like yeah. a musical and an operetta, because in like a mm. like a show like Les Mis, the music never stops, the recitative right. never stops. It's like it's just constantly going, so you really don't clap in between. I mean, people still do, especially on like big productions. I think that's also the difference. Like at a Broadway show or like a really big touring production, people are just gonna clap. They're so excited to be yeah. there, and it's like you just saw probably. Like a show you've loved yeah. for 1,000 years. So people do that. I have noticed a difference yeah. between like local theater, really, really like large scale Broadway, huge house. It's mm-hmm. kind of like a difference too there.
Yeah.
And I do think you're right, Becky, like the difference of the show. Like if it's the type of like cheeky musical where it's like dunk, dunk, the
yeah.
show,
yeah.
the song ends and it's like, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's smiling, yeah. like facing the audience.
Yes. Ah. And it goes the scene goes dark. But yeah. then if it's like a look down, blah 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 blah, like it just like goes right into something and like everything keeps moving.
And
then it's less common.
Sorry. And along the same yeah. lines, here's the thing that also with Cabaret, right? There are songs that you do not want to clap at the end
yeah.
of.
Yeah. True. 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 Yeah.
yeah.
And so that was another thing for yeah. me is it was like, well, now we've set up the expectation
that we have to
that
clap.
We're gonna clap at the end. So really, we're gonna clap at the end of Tomorrow Belongs to Me
or
at
the gorilla
end
one?
Of Act One.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
gorilla
like,
one is
we're
terrible.
Gonna. Yeah. Like yeah. so, it's kind of like okay. We now we've set the expectation that we're clapping for this oh. artistically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like. as far
it's
as
true.
Like,
yeah,
you clapping. I support this song.
Right. Yeah, you're clapping for the performers, not for the content. You know what I mean? Right. Performance versus content.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is weird because if you've set it up as an expectation, then you can't make that discerning.
Yeah,
like you can't discern between what you want to clap to and what you don't want to clap to. So anyway, that's just my little bit. But I, you know, huge kudos to. Danny Commando, who directed that show, I thought she did a brilliant job of making sure that the tone was just exactly what it was supposed to be. So many of the actors were so phenomenal. Our homeboy, AJ Maniglia.
Yeah. Leslie Baker did all the choreography.
Leslie Baker, who's our board president, did the choreography.
Yeah.
So wonderful to just see everyone on stage.
Yeah. Sarah Casey was the music director. Just want to throw her name in there.
Oh my gosh, she was so great. I had finally met her. I know her dad. It was so nice to meet her finally. Yeah.
But so brilliant. Yeah. If you missed it, I'm sorry that you missed it. But also it was really hard.
Yeah.
I had to like exit that show immediately and get in my car. I could not process anything on site. And Sean and I were both just like in tears at the end of it. So brilliantly done. Anyway, that was all off of T Swift and clapping because I had stuff to say about clapping.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just follow that with my other updates. Yeah. Yep. So I did Cabaret with Stargazer. It was an amazing production to be a part of. I simultaneously feel like I could do that show forever, and also it was really hard to do every night. Mm-hmm. So also grateful that it we've put the bow on that, and it's like
I have to say seeing you in the end scene was actually the hardest part for me. Sorry, I'm gonna cry just thinking about it,
which you know I think was extra hard in Indecent. There's a very similar scene.
Yeah.
But I didn't know Becky as well.
I know.
And I think it affected me way more. Yeah. Because, I mean, we were friends then.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you very well then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I mean, that was still a very powerful scene. And if you know the near the end of Indecent, you know, they come out with their stars on their chest. And it's a very hard scene, no matter what, obviously. But you're right. Like, seeing it with Becky specifically is extra hard. But I think it hit me extra hard this time.
Yeah. Indecent's another show where I'm like, I could do that show forever. But also, it's so real heavy, too.
Right. Absolutely.
Anyway, beautifully done.
Yeah.
Thank you. What else? Anything else?
Well, I feel like that was it. Taylor Swift. I went to Florida for Thanksgiving. That was nice to take a week with my fam. I think that was it. Yeah.
Nice.
Covered a lot of.
Yeah. We have been gone since, let's see, about September-ish.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you gals?
Man, Blake turned 3. Blake turned 3.
Crazy town.
He's a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
And that was
we started
so
this
fun.
Podcast before you were even pregnant.
Oh, I know. Isn't that crazy? Oh, wait, was I pregnant when we started, but I hadn't told you guys yet?
No. You got
we
pregnant
started
in
January.
March or April, right?
Oh, yeah. So I was just like, it was just before. Yeah.
We started in January.
Got pregnant with Blake. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, funny. Yeah. So now he's 3 years old. Yay. We had a Thomas the Tank Engine birthday party in San Diego. It was super fun. Sean's dad and his wife put together an amazing, Baba and Grandmala put together an amazing party. She made these little trains for them to like sit in.
Aww.
And so like he got to like ride a Thomas train and she made a Thomas the Tank Engine cake.
Cute.
And it was just so cute. And so that was super fun. And then Hannah has already heard this, but then we had the absolute worst travel day of our entire lives.
Oh, no.
I have never had such an awful travel day. So while we were in San Diego, one of their little cousins was sick and he got all of us sick. And then we were just recovering, and then Willa got an ear infection, so she didn't sleep for days. We got her on medicine for an ear infection, and Sean got some kind of, I don't know, food poisoning, because none of the rest of us were affected, but Sean was sick as a dog.
No.
The next day, we're getting on a plane. Mm-hmm. Sean has terrible symptoms.
Oh, no.
We get to the airport at 11 a.m., and we did not get back to Flagstaff until 10 p.m., because our plane was like, got out of the gate and then was routed back to the gate because of some like brake light. We sat at the gate for 2 hours before they let us get off the plane, get onto a new plane 4 hours after our plane was supposed to take off. that plane was then like late taking, and it was just the worst travel day. In the middle of it, Sean's mom had this thing going on with her eye that was like super scary at first. Mm-hmm. Turns out to be fine, but it was just like the most intense, insane travel day of my entire life. And I'm like so glad that we're home.
Yeah.
And not dealing with that anymore. And then immediately we jumped into the theater, which is my other probably huge check-in, which is actually our topic for today. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. Yay. Nice.
As, so Blake turning three, did you feel like Blake was in his, like, terrible twos or?
Mm. No, but it's so funny. Sean and I have been joking because it was, like, the second he turned three, the energy level amped up from, like, 1,000 to, like, 2020. It just was like so funny. It was like, here's our toddler and whoa, toddlers have energy. And then it's just like, we got him this little like Peter Pan dress up kit. And now it's just like toddler, like screaming at the top of his lungs.
Oh, no. Happy screams.
Wielding a little tiny wooden sword and a little tiny wooden, like a hook, and just running around the house.
Like, I am Peter Pan.
And we are like, wow, the energy level definitely doubled, if not tripled, the second he turned three. As far as terrible twos, I don't know. I mean, babies just have such big feelings, and then there's this like weird transition to communication, and I think it's like very frustrating because it's like at first they're frustrated because they can't communicate, and then they're frustrated because they can communicate, but the communication does not always lead to what they want. And it's like, yeah, that makes sense, you know, like it's just such a big mental leap. I still get frustrated when I'm trying to communicate and it doesn't help. Or it doesn't work the way I think it should. It's actually one of my biggest frustrations in life is like, I tried to tell this person how I was feeling, or I tried to have a conversation and it didn't go.
Yeah.
I didn't say it right, or I didn't do
or
it right.
I thought I was clear, but I guess it wasn't.
Or
I hurt them on accident, or it didn't. Yeah, what I actually meant sounded like something else.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I think that's just so hard with a toddler. And, you know, the more, you know, it's like, you know, you'll be like, oh, the answer is no. And he'll be like, no, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. And you're like, I know, sorry, buddy. Want it to be yes, and I love you so much, but like
the answer is
still no, and it's just like it's so hard. They're dealing with so many things. I can see Willa getting to like the brink of that because she's still in the space where she doesn't have any words,
right?
And that's frustrating because she wants to tell us like, I'm all done eating, or I need help with this, or I want milk, or I want water. So we're doing sign language like we did with Blake, but it's like, you know, once she gets past that barrier, there'll be this little like golden moment where the communication is positive. And then there'll be the moment where it's like, oh, but I communicated that, but I didn't get what I wanted.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, shoot, now it's the reverse. So I think it's just a lot to deal with psychologically. And I try to be, you know, and I remember one time asking Sean, because I think the most frustrating thing of toddlerdom is the whining. And I was just like, why do they whine all the time? And Sean was like, well, you have to think it's halfway in between crying and speaking. And all they used to be able to do was cry. And
that's
like,
a really good point.
Oh. Yeah. And it made me so much more empathetic to the whining.
Oh, honestly, that's a really good way to think
about
it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. He is always coming out with great truths. I still think about the traffic thing he told me. You are not in traffic. You are traffic. I was like, Sean, stop coming for me.
Yeah, me. No, not me.
I think about it every time I'm in the car now. I'm like, Sean, go lightly. Stop being so wise.
I forget what he said the other night, but I was like, why do you always have to do that? And he's like, what? Say true things? And I was like, yes.
Well, and he said, like kids are, like, they're just trying to learn their emotions. And it's something, I'm butchering it, whatever he said, but it was like, so it's kind of giving me some grace for adults where it's like, we're all just trying to learn our emotions.
No, it's so true. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think what it is what he says is like, when you have a baby and you see where they start, you realize how far adults have come.
Yeah.
But you also can give them a little more grace because you're like, oh, that's where we all are.
Yeah. And we're all just trying to, I mean, yeah, we're just all growing up constantly. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Hannah? Check it in.
Let's see. So I've just been traveling a ton, a bunch of little things. like, we had a bunch of people visit. Jacob's dad came to visit. Jacob's brother came to visit in October. I also, unfortunately, sprained my ankle very badly in October. I fell out of my hoop. Falling is kind of a weird way to put it. I was doing something called a dive roll, which is a very difficult, advanced, scary move. And I had been really proud because I had been working my way up through my dive rolls and I was doing really quite well. They're very scary. So you start on a very low hoop and you get lots of spots in these. And I was working my way up to a high hoop without a spot. And this was my first time. Well, actually, I can't remember. Joni might have been giving me a very light spot on this. Either a very light spot or I had no spot. But I came through successfully through my dive roll. But you end up in a two-arm hang. And you're rolling and diving. So there's very much, it's very fast.
Very dynamic.
Very dynamic. And so when I got to my double arm hang, one of my hands slipped, which meant I was then just in a single arm hang, but you're moving so quickly that I just physically couldn't stay on with the single arm. Mm-hmm. So I dropped, but again, I am up and down. So I just dropped towards my mat. And again, this is why we have mats. And I landed on my mat, except I just rolled my ankle. So yeah. I did land on my mat, which is good. I just rolled over the side of my ankle. And it, like, I heard the pop. It was immediate, like, my ligaments tore. Immediately bruised, like, my whole ankle. And my brother's a PT, so he was like, yeah, you're fine, but because you immediately bruised, like, you definitely tore some ligaments. And that's why it was so bad, because sprains can be kind of on a spectrum. Like, you can sprain an ankle on a hike just because you, like, you know, stepped on a rock.
Yeah.
But you can also, like, physically tear things. So I definitely did the worst version of it.
Sorry.
And it's, like, 6 weeks out, and I'm finally, like, mostly better. I still can't do, like, a lunge, or, like, planks are hard, things like that. So that's honestly been, like, one of the big things, is that it was right on top of a big trip that I sprained my ankle, and it was right on top of my birthday. So it was a just, like, rough weekend, because Jacob had a really big race that weekend, and his brother was in town, and it was my birthday, and I had a very bad sprained ankle, and I was on crutches. So it was pretty rough, but it's that's my worst injury, A, from aerial, and B, ever. I've never, like, broken a bone or never gotten surgery or anything like that, so that was definitely, like, the most intense, like, body thing I've had to deal with. So that was tough. So that was a big one. I'm finally just now, like, I've always basically been able to get into the hoop. I just have basically just been doing really basic things. Basically been doing so many basics. But I just had to be careful what I was doing. But now I'm kind of returning to most of my curriculum. Like, I'm teaching a sampler class today and I don't need a assistant, like, things like that. So things are mostly returning to the way they were. Besides that, I don't know. I'm still kind of working through a lot of the body image stuff that I've brought up the last few episodes. I've had some awesome doctor's appointments that have helped for sure, but definitely it's going to be a journey. So that's been good, but also hard, especially around holidays and stuff. It can be extra hard just figuring that out. But besides that, you know, just enjoying marriage and enjoying the holidays. Thanksgiving, I went to California to be with my family. We went to the beach for Thanksgiving, which was nice. And getting ready to go to Washington to visit Jacob's family, because we're officially in the, you know, switching off every other situation. So we'll be doing Christmas in Washington. I think it's just like a race to the end of the year. I just feel tired. I just feel like ready to log off. you know, which on top of what we'll get into about the theater, it's like, oh, but I just want to, like, hibernate. And I just feel like it's so interesting that the world, we all go into this hibernate. sort of state. Like, the world gets dark, so we're all like, cozy. And it's like, I just feel like it's so fascinating that the world has rhythms just like our bodies do, and it's just so interesting. And I'm just absolutely in my winter rhythm, and I am ready to be cozy and ready to be at home a lot more. But it's very busy right now. So yeah, it's kind of an interesting dichotomy there. But yeah, things are good. Nothing super exciting. I don't feel like I've done anything crazy like artistically since the last time we chatted. So yeah, just lots of work, lots of aerial, and healing this ankle up.
Yeah.
But that kind of leads us, because we all sort of mentioned the theater and stuff in our check-ins, is the theater. You know, me and Dawn spent most of the day there yesterday. We just got the keys a few days ago. At the beginning of December. And we're just hitting the ground running. But Dawn, do you want to start us off with the actual announcement? I mean, most people have probably seen it on social media and stuff, but...
Yeah, so it's amazing. We are 10 years in and we finally have a home.
Yay.
And this is all because of our amazing donors and supporters, Maury Herman and Carrie Kinney Herman. So they've been supporters from the very beginning. We were looking for a place and we almost had a theater. I really thought it was going to work out. It fell through and I was so devastated. And so I tried to kind of take that feeling and just figure out like, okay, what is this feeling? Like, why?
So sudden.
Yeah.
And new. I felt the moment.
Exactly. Coming in. So I was just
she knew the assignment, guys.
I was just like, I've got it. Obviously, we need this. Like, this is something that's weighing really heavily on me. But Flagstaff is a crazy real estate market. Like, things move so fast. Things are so expensive. Mm-hmm. And I'd seen a couple of places pop up. And I just, while they were empty, I called Chris Scully, one of the co-owners of the Orpheum. And I said, Chris, like, who owns this? Who owns that? Because he knows everything.
He knows everything and everyone.
He gave me some names, but then he called me back, actually. And he was like, hey, you know the Kinney Hermans own some commercial real estate downtown, and you should reach out to them. And I called Karen, because she's in my book club. And I was like, hey, Karen. and they said they didn't have anything, but they also don't really manage their property. So they kind of, like, sent me the name of their property manager. And then a couple days later, I guess Maury had some conversations with the owners of Beaver Street Brewery, who were sitting on this banquet hall that they hadn't been using in almost 20 years. And he started discussing with them how they would feel about subleasing, and then kind of handed it over to them. The owners of Beaver Street Brewery and Lumberyard are a local mom and daughter. They are so amazing.
No way.
Yeah, Kelly and Winnie Hanseth. Cool. And they are just so sweet and so nice. And they're actually runners. So they know our OG board president, Julie Hammonds.
Oh, dang.
Yes.
Who we're going to have on soon because she wrote a book.
Yes.
They were just like meeting with us and talking with us about this, and it all seemed like it was going to be this amazing fit, and they're so excited and supportive. And so yeah, we just worked on a couple of things. They had to like wall off a walk-in freezer and like some things to make it work. And now we are in the space. So we started cleaning and prepping yesterday, and that was a big day.
Yeah,
we're going to be back in there.
This afternoon.
I'm going from here to teach an aerial class, and then I'm bopping back over there to work so that hopefully it can be ready to paint on Monday. But it's just been amazing. We've had so many local businesses like come through with donations.
Wow, that's great.
A lot of them want to remain anonymous, but we had all the paint donated, and we had all of the
cleaning
renovation supplies and cleaning supplies. Ton of move-in supplies donated.
Little stuff like microwaves and
Can I ask did you reach out to them?
The
printables, Dawn. The printables.
The printables. I made so many printables to take into so many businesses.
If this isn't just the explanation of me and Dawn's jobs. can I take this anecdote?
Yes.
Okay. So Dawn was just telling me this story yesterday, how her husband was like, wow, it's so cool, you know, that these businesses have been donating to you. Like, that's so awesome. Like, it seems so easy or something like that. And Dawn was like, no, it's our printables.
No, he was like, he's like, is it just because you're so cute?
Yeah.
And I was like, no,
it's
Sean,
our printables.
It's because I have very professional printables.
Yes, and me and Dawn spent like a long time on these printables. How many times have we recopy edited these printables?
Oh my god,
I have re-looked at these printables like 17 times.
Because every time something gets donated,
yeah, we remove it.
We have to remove
it.
Things, or I think of things that we need, and then I have to add things. Yep. Or like specific businesses need asks in specific formats.
Yeah.
So like, I first went to ask for paint, and then I was like, oh, that's. I can't just ask for paint. I have to say I need X amount of gallons of this kind of paint,
this
and this kind of paint,
this,
and this color, and this. So I was like, okay, well, now I need a paints printable. Oh, now I need renovation supplies, but I don't need, like, the same places that are going to give me, like...
Spackle
aren't going to give me, like, cozy lamps. Like, now I need a renovations list and a move-in list. And now I just, like, we've just been going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But, yeah, anyway, so many places have been amazing. It's just been so wonderful. We've gotten so many things that we need donated. We still, though, guys, if you've got a dollar to spare, please send it our way. We still need so much money just for things. Like, there are things that you can't get donated. Like, we're having a wonderful local painter do all of the painting.
He
gave us an amazing quote. It's a super reasonable quote, but it's still almost $4,000 because we're painting every square inch of a 1,900 square foot building. So it's like, we still got to get that. And then it's like, we got to replace the awning. That's another $4,000. So like, we're in there doing all the work we can do, doing everything as cheap as we can, and it's still going to be a really expensive project. So if you guys have any money, we're partnering with Interference Series, which is so funny because someone was asking Owen yesterday, one of his board members was there helping, and he was asking Owen, like, how did this come about? And I heard Owen telling Chip the story, and I was like, yeah, it was just so hilarious. Like, we were looking at a space, or we were trying to find a space, and every single person I mentioned, hey, we're looking at a space too, they would be like, have you talked to Owen at Interference Series? Have you talked to Owen at Interference Series? Have you talked to Owen? And I was just like, why does everyone think I need to talk to Owen at Interference Series? And so finally I was like, Owen, everyone
What's
says
up?
I need to talk to you. And Owen, you know, Interference Series started the same time as us. We're on the same timeline. We're both 10 years 10 in.
Years old,
They're an experimental sound nonprofit. And so they do music, experimental music, improv. It's just like so different from Flag Shakes, but we've overlapped before. We did COVID together.
My husband has played with them a few times.
Yeah, and they're just wonderful. And so as soon as I reached out to them, Owen was like, absolutely, but we don't have the money. And I was like, oh, cool. Okay, that's fine. And then 2 days later, Owen was like, actually, we have this donor. He wants to donate our full first month's, like,
wow,
our full first year of, like, you know, income to make this happen, to make this partnership happen. And since then, we've gotten so many reach outs. It's like Flagstaff Mountain Film Festival is already planning to use this space. Flagstaff Book Festival, Northern Arizona Book Festival
Foundry
reached out to us.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. Foundry
has some interest. Flagstaff Improv is definitely interested in using the space. Human Nature just lost their space. And so yesterday, we just worked it out with Janie. They're going to move in and start using the space at the end of January. So it's almost like, okay, wait, now we got to be careful, because this is our home and we need this space. But there's so many other little organizations and big organizations that need something that's affordable, and it's just such a cool location. But it's just gonna be a little intimate 75 seat theater, and don't worry, fans, we will still be outdoors under the tent in the summer. We'll never not be, but we'll have a place to rehearse. And like, we were kind of
a godsend.
So Becky, you're the one out of the three of us who's the most recently acted for Flag Shakes. Like, just maybe you could talk about like what it's felt like to be shuffled around versus what it will feel like to have like a place to go with like a Keurig and a comfy chair.
Like, I don't know, a microwave, and a tea kettle.
You can leave your rehearsal shoes at the spot, because tomorrow that's where you're going to rehearse, and it's not going to be somewhere else. You don't have to kind of lug everything. No, it's truly going to be great. One, it feels like what an accomplishment for Flag Shakes, to be taking this like next step. And, you know, I was reflecting on it when I first got my offer for Flag Shakes in 2019. I looked at the website and I was like, oh, wow, like this looks so professional. And it's like, wow, what another just like mark of success, if that's okay to say, I guess.
A milestone.
A milestone, yeah. And just to be able to like have your own space mm-hmm. and bathrooms mm-hmm. and and air conditioning.
In Flagstaff. In Flagstaff, Arizona. Yeah. We have air conditioning and heating. Yeah. And we have our own little thermostat.
Yeah, like we get to touch
set it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of spaces we go into, like, it's like taped over. It's like, do not touch thermostat.
It has to be set to this, or it takes 4 hours to heat up, but you only get the space right when you start.
Dust.
So,
and like you turn like the heater on and it smells like dust, and you're like, great.
Yeah. And like, so great to have been welcomed into other spaces, but now it's just.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Actually, you're right. You're right. We have to. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to everywhere we've been. We love you so much. It's just that having a home means so much. Yeah.
So grateful. But to have the keys to our own place, because there have been times when we've been reliant on another venue and we've showed up and it's locked and we can't get in.
Yeah.
You know, we've been there.
Happens
been,
more time than and, we care to admit.
Will there be like parking spaces, or is it street parking?
It's street parking, but there's
parking passes.
There's parking passes. So we're going to work it out because downtown employees can have parking passes. So we're going to work that out for our actors.
You'll be considered a downtown employee.
Yeah.
I just got chills.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
So nice.
Yeah. So we like, we won't have like lot spaces, but you'll have like, you'll just be able to park in like all of the pay to park spots. Yep.
Yeah. And there's a lot right there. And for patrons, there's ADA parking right at the front
Amazing.
Door. So, and it's ADA accessible. It has a ramp. It has ADA stalls in the restrooms. And we're just like so excited. And it's such a wonderful space and opportunity. But a lot of work.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of work. And, you know, we're hitting the ground running as much as we can, again, on top of the holidays. So we're going to do as best we can in this crazy month of December. But we are hoping to invite patrons for the first time. Well, not hoping. We will invite patrons by the end of January. We are actually bringing up, shout out to Keith Hall and Cody Goulder. We're bringing up Coriolanus, which will be our first January show. One of the first big times where we're bringing in another theater company where we're just presenting someone. So we did not produce this show. Yeah. We're just bringing in Coriolanus from Ronin Theater Company, which was founded by Keith Hall with the help of Cody Goulder. They are bringing up Coriolanus, which is a very, you know, does not get done very often. So if you're looking to punch your, you know, your full cannon
bingo
card, then definitely come see Coriolanus. But that's going to be the first show in the space. So come hell or high water, it will be ready.
Yeah. Wait, that's just funny. That's like a, just like the full cannon card. Like full I don't know if all the Shakespeare theaters like had something like that.
Well, we've talked about doing something like that. I know like Orlando Shakespeare has a canon card. Okay. I remember learning about it when I went to STA. An app? Oh, maybe.
I thought there was an app.
Oh, cool. Well, let's look it up and let's see if they'll be on the pod.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you're Coriolanus doesn't get done very often, so definitely come out and see that show. And we are just pushing and pushing to try to get the show. That's technically going to be our soft opening. We won't have our grand opening until April for Shakespeare's birthday, which will be super fun. But this will be our soft opening. So we will make sure that the space is ready enough for our soft opening. And we'll probably keep adding finishing touches until then. But
and I, you know, like I was I'm so grateful that it is Keith and Cody, because, you know, I was just like, no matter what the space looks like on January 25th, January 26th, like they're so like easygoing, amiable, chill. Like awesome, as long as we have a stage
and chairs
with like an entrance at the back of it and chairs around it, they're going to be good to go. And like, the amazing thing about the space is that the thing that's in the best condition is the bathrooms.
Yeah.
The bathrooms are...
Which is so nice because that's a big, big project.
It's huge. And they're a little bit like 1990s vibes.
But they're clean.
But they're clean and, and usable.
Very usable.
And it's like, that's really what you need. So patrons will have clean restrooms and a place to put their butt.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Those are both places.
Jokes.
There's lots of
Dawn,
space.
You did not prep us for this show.
Yeah, Dawn,
I'm a little taken aback.
You didn't tell me you were going to be funny today. Excuse you. I was not emotionally prepared.
So I think like no matter what that is, it's going to be great. And I'm super excited. Oh, and we just connected with a local artist who is going to do our like donor wall. So if you want to join the Flag Shakes Fellowship.
Yeah, we're going to like write people's names on a wall like a real theater.
It's going to be art.
It's going to be crazy.
Erica is creating an art installation.
Awesome.
So everyone's name is going to be on a unique little, she does watercolor on wood.
Oh, I've seen her.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be on a little watercolor on wood plaque with their name.
Nice.
So join the fellowship, $20 a month. That's like two cocktails in this town. or, you know, $1,500, one-time donation. Gets your fellowship membership too. Join the fellowship.
Is there a deadline for that, or is that ongoing?
Yeah, it's our opening. Okay. For the monthly, it's ongoing.
Yeah. Okay.
For the $1,500, it's our grand opening, which is Shakespeare's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And of course, we will continue to accept Flag Shakes Fellowship members forever. But to get certain perks, it's like a certain deadline. But there will always be certain perks for donors or for monthly donors. But for these extra certain perks, then they're going to have a deadline.
Yes. Perks like a handwritten thank you card from me. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want that?
Who doesn't want that?
I look forward to it every time.
You get your paycheck.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. Now we do QuickBooks. People don't get their thank you notes when their paychecks and
I know. Well, I miss those days.
Oh, well, something else that we did is the Flag Shakes gala that happened.
Oh, yeah.
True.
So, and I did get a handwritten note from Dawn for participating in that.
And this is the update that did not happen.
Oh,
it was because I was too sick to make it to the Capulet Ball. One of the saddest experiences of my life was being sick as
it's like missing
dog.
Your own wedding.
I know. Yeah. If I had not been literally coughing up blood.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Would have been there.
But no, I mean, I would have stayed away just to not get people sick. But I was so sick, and so I missed Flag Shakes' 10-year anniversary party. But I did write everyone who was there a little thank you note, like Becky and all the other actors, because I was so grateful for everyone holding it together. And my amazing hubby stood in for me and read a letter from me and was my proxy. And all I've heard since then is how amazing he was. So it was maybe for the best.
Yeah, we made it work. We made it work.
Shango Lightly and his unending charisma.
He is.
He never listens to this podcast, so I can talk him up all I want, and he will never know I said these things.
Jacob is so cute. He only listens to the check-ins, but he's like, I want to hear what they're up to.
you know, it's so funny because I did the same thing when I wasn't on the podcast because I was on maternity leave. I would go back and listen to the check-ins and be like, oh, it's my friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Jacob's always like, oh, nice. That's what they've been up to.
Yeah.
Nice.
But hey, we also philosophize about clapping at the end of scenes.
We do.
I know. I'm really glad we had that discussion because that has been weighing on my heart.
That's
maybe,
so silly.
Maybe at the theater we'll just have a sign like, you know,
to clap or not to clap, that is your decision.
Yeah.
That is your decision.
But don't peer pressure anybody into doing it or not doing it.
I am determined that we will have the restroom signs. I saw them at Nemarco's on the east side for the first time, but I was like, how perfect is this for a theater bathroom? Please stay seated for the entire performance.
Oh my gosh!
Love it.
That's hilarious.
Love it.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Inside each stall. Yes. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Inside each
stall. It's like at Lowell, how Lowell has the anti-gravity toilet on the ceiling. Oh my gosh, we have to be cheeky and silly.
Yes. Cheeky.
Becky! Oh my gosh, guys, I'm sorry. I didn't warn you I was going to be funny.
Yeah.
I apologize.
But we are going to have those signs in the restroom. There's just no talking me out of it.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, that is
Thank you to Marcos. Thank you to Marcos.
Yes, so cute. So yeah, I mean, I think that's the part. Maybe you can talk about that too, Hannah, because like, I think I actually love the phase we're in. Like, I love seeing something that has needed a facelift for a long time turned into something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I love this part, like, scrubbing. Ugh. Like, I don't love scrubbing barbecue off of walls.
Yeah,
but, like,
there's a mysterious brown substance on all the walls.
Yeah, I spent a lot. But what I'm going to love is, like, after Doss Singley is doing our painting. Some people here know him. He's a longtime Flag resident. After he does the painting, like, I'm just so excited to step in there and be like, oh, now this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I know you're excited about when that's done and you can get to the details.
Yes, like, we just found, like, in the space there's, like, this weird piece of wood that it's hard to explain. It kind of looks like a headboard from a bed, but it's really big and has like this ornate wood pieces. I really don't know what it was from, but I was like, oh, that's going behind our concessions booth. And Don was like, okay.
Yeah.
And so yeah, the part I'm excited about is like signage, and which I mean I haven't even been able to think about yet, but like cute signage and things that say cute things, and like the stay seated for the duration of the performance.
You're very, like, good at like that's curating the fun stuff. A space like that.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I'm excited for. So I will scrub barbecue off, but that's not what I'm looking forward to.
Will the space also have like costume and prop storage, or are you keeping the storage unit?
Yeah, I mean, that's our plan.
It'll be a few months overlap.
I'm starting to have my doubts because when
we
were
probably
cleaning
at least move to
like,
a smaller storage unit. We don't need that big of a storage unit.
I think that would actually be great. I think that, you know, like when I was looking at that back space yesterday, I was like, man, we really need this just to like stash chairs and like staging and like stuff like that in. So, you know, it might be nice to just consider like, is there a way to turn the little shed downtown into something that would actually be more appropriate for costumes and stuff so that it's really close by, but it's not necessarily in the space. So we'll have to see. But one amazing thing that we talked about, so another thing that happened super positive in the Flagstaff theater scene since the last time we met is we had an all theaters meeting. And one thing that Leslie Baker, our board president and also on the artistic committee of Stargazer and also has worked for Theatricos, was talking about that has been a long time kind of circulating is that it would be amazing to have a central costumes, props, set.
Oh, for people to borrow and pull from?
For everyone in the theater scene. So that's actually my dream, is that we would have this theater and we would have like our like everything we need like on hand there. And Justice's dream is that we would have everything that ever needs to go to the tent in one place.
Yeah.
Because right now moving to the tent is a like four-stop ordeal for Justice.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just need chairs, staging, and the tent in one spot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so fair, Justice.
Valid concern. Wait, Dawn, just to go back to your vision, one thing that I love about you is that you are so community. Your love for like community is just so strong, and just you saying like one of your goals is to be able to have this space for the community is and it's not just like it's my dream for my company and blah, my company only and blah blah blah. It's just really admirable.
Thanks, Becky. But I mean, I think, you know, the same is vice versa. Like, the community has been so supportive.
In need and supportive.
I mean, one of the donations we got is a literal piano. Well, it's a keyboard that looks like a piano from AZ Music Pro. And I was texting Owen and Rob, who are, you know, on Interference Series, about it. And Owen was just like, man, the people in this town. Yeah. And I was like, I know.
Yeah.
The town is one thing. It's a beautiful mountain town. There's so many amazing things about the city of Flagstaff. But the really the most beautiful thing about this town is the people in this town. I just, I love them so much.
Something I wanted to also bring up is that the Shrews are getting a new home, which is awesome. So Gina, if you want to jump on at all, this is our last day with Gina Byers. Gina.
Thank you.
So shout out to Sun Sounds. I remember when I called her up, hey, would you be interested in having us come once a month and do a podcast? And you were like, sure. And they have just been so awesome for all these years. But now that we have a space where we can actually keep equipment rather than in our individual homes, we are going to set up at the Beaver Street Theater, and we'll be able to just have our podcasting kits. And we'll just be able to bring out and actually be in the same space and have somewhere to be that, again, isn't one of our homes. So I'm really excited to do that. But I am very nervous to not have Gina. So, so that's going to be kind of crazy. But yeah, the Shrews, well, the show will still be on Sun Sounds. So if you're a Sun Sounds listener, hello. We're still going to be giving Sun Sounds the show to use. Mm-hmm. But we just won't be recording with Sun Sounds anymore, which we're just going to miss you so much.
Yeah. I'll miss you too. I'll have to be a special guest.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll absolutely have you on. Yeah. You do so much in you this do. Arts community.
Wow, yes. So much. Yes. Yeah, what tell us all the things currently that you are a part of. You still own several festivals, right?
Right, yeah.
Which ones?
The Flag Beer Festival, uh-huh. Cornucopia. Yes. We're getting ready to launch a spring cornucopia.
Oh, uh-huh. We're calling it the spring version. You heard it here first, folks.
Yes, you did.
Wait, you're calling it the what?
We're still playing with names, but the latest one has been Bonanza, just because that's a cute. Fun one to say.
Yeah.
But that's going to be in April, and nice. It's just going to be much more neighborhood centric versus, regional centric. And so that one's being fun.
Nice.
So those are the three main festivals. Uh-huh. And then we still work with Hullabaloo and... Yeah.
All sorts of things. And like Sun that. Sounds. And I know you do theater stuff all the time in town. And
I am in a show that opens Friday.
Woo. What show are you in?
Spitfire.
Oh, yes. Congratulations. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for reminding me, because I love that show. Guys, small shout out to Simon Says Theater. This is a really adorable show. My university did it when I was studying, and it's just such a lovely little show. It does deal with some dark themes, but in heavy themes, but in a very beautiful way. So I highly recommend. Gina, I didn't know you were in that show.
I am. It's a very human story.
Yeah.
You know, and it's lovely. It is a musical.
It's very folksy.
But it's not, definitely very folksy. And I am Effie the postmistress.
Yay,
and Young
Effie.
Gossip.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
The postmistress and Young Gossip.
Yes, postmistress.
I mean, that sounds about right if you're a postmistress to also
you
be
collect
a
all of the gossip.
Yes.
Anyway, Gina, what else are you up to?
I am You're working on books.
Nice.
I'm actually today, which will be after this airs, or before this airs,
yep.
There's a book signing for some children's books authors out at the mall, and so I'm doing that, and then working on more books and. Yeah.
And having kiddos. And
having all the kids.
You're just
And I've recently applied for the Masters of Architecture program at ASU.
Way. Congratulations. Wow. What aren't you doing, Gina?
I didn't know you were into architecture. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Wowza.
Congrats.
Well, anyway, thank you so much to Sun Sounds. So yeah, we are forging ahead on our own, which is scary.
Yeah.
We've been going for quite some time. Yeah, we're on episode 40, which is just insane. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, that's another big part of the Beaver Street Theater is that, the Shrews will have a home as well, which is super nice, where we will be able to keep our stuff, which is awesome. And somewhere we get to just like meet, every other month and get to actually sit in the lobby and just chat. So that'll be awesome. Yeah, I think the big thing is like if you're interested in the theater and want to help, check out our website, our Instagram, our Facebook, learn about the different options. Donating money is not like in the cards for you, we would just love some volunteer hours. Like we need help just cleaning and moving things and, all those things. So if that's a way you can give, that's also another really, really important way that we need help in the next month or two. Mm-hmm. But if you do want to become a monthly donor, that's awesome. That helps pay our rent. So that's awesome. If you want to just give a one-time donation, we would appreciate that as well, just to our move-in costs.
Or if you have anything that's on our
needs list,
our incredible printable needs list. I think Hannah has posted that needs list on social media.
I have not, but I can.
Oh, great. Yeah. So
right now it's more business focused, but we can make a new printable.
Yay.
Well, there was something that was posted. Maybe it was in an email. Because I remember seeing
probably.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. So just take a look out for our needs list. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything on that where you're like, I have that thing, then you can get in touch with me and drop it off. Yeah, whatever whatever you have, we'll take.
Just thank you so much to everyone, all the businesses and individuals that have donated so far, everyone that came to the work day yesterday. Today's another work day. Again, this will have passed, but thank you so much to everyone that came to the work day today. Mm-hmm. Do check our Instagram. We have work days posted through the middle of December, and I'm sure we will continue to post work days every few weeks of when we'll be in there.
We're going to have we already have some calendared for January, and so I think we'll post those too pretty soon, and that'll be helping us get ready for Coriolanus. And we'll be happy to throw a ticket to Coriolanus at you or something like that if you come do some work.
Totally. What will the tech situation be like in the theater? Like
the tech situation?
Yeah.
We'll have some basic lighting that Justice is in charge of. he's our resident lighting guy. And if you didn't know this about Justice, he actually has some extensive lighting experience. He worked at the Utah Shakespeare Festival in the electrics department for a few years. So that's what he's really good at when it comes to tech stuff. So he's going to handle all that. It's just going to be, you know, some basic booms and stuff that are set up. I don't think we're going to have any anything like built in overhead.
Not overhead. We're going to use a couple of bars.
Yeah, along bars the and back booms wall and stuff
to have lighting. But it's not going to be. It's not going to be in the, we can't really put it in the ceiling.
I was
going to
say, it can't be like in the structure of the space itself, but we will be creating.
Nothing's going to fly in and out.
Nothing's going to fly.
No. It'll still be low tech.
But. Yeah. And we're doing like, you know, sticking to our vibe. We're going to have lots of like beautiful sparkly fairy lights and fairy lights that can change colors and evoke moods and stuff like that. Yeah. But things like that. Sound, you know, because of interference series, we will have sound capabilities. But at least for Flag Shakesies, you know, we are usually pretty passionate about acoustic and actor-made sound. So that'll be more of an interference side of things, but we will have sound capabilities,
Well, and again, it's a very small space, so there's not much amplification that's needed. And so that's kind of where interference is coming from. But one thing I'm pretty passionate about is having streaming capabilities, and that'll be both for, like, you know, should people not be able to arrive for some reason just basic accessibility for people who maybe can't get there but want to see things,
and also just for, we love having recordings of our performances for archival and marketing reasons. It's just good to have
And
in perpetuity.
Interference is doing is so unique that I just feel like their audience base could really be broadened by streaming. And that could be a really great thing for them. We are not going to be able to stream everything we do because rights or this or that, but you know, we could be able to stream some things, and that'd be super fun.
Yeah, streaming's going to be great, and I'm just so excited for the space, and it's going to be so good to have a home, but please help. it's going to be a lot of work. So,
Congratulations.
Thanks. Becky, because this was your idea, and I think we've kind of wrapped up what we wanted to say about the Beaver Street, and we have a few extra minutes. Give them your pitch that you were talking about this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, so this episode comes out in December, and if you live here in Flagstaff, you might have heard of the Violas, which is like a celebration of arts and sciences and
education.
Kind of education here in Flagstaff. And Violas nominations close, I believe it's January 5th. I could be wrong. But so I would just love, encourage you, if you haven't nominated Flag Shakes on Tame Shrews, I'll do a plug for myself, my own show, Big Tumor Young Woman, which actually I forgot to mention that I performed for the Flagstaff Festival of Science in September.
Absolutely.
I think I can speak for us all. We would love a nomination. It would be such an honor to be nominated in any of the categories or for any of the shows or productions, this podcast, my show.
And if you need help nominating specifically, you know, with Untamed Shrews or Flag Shakes, please just send us a message or me an email directly. We can help you provide you any materials you might need. So if you feel so inclined and want help or want more backstory on the shrews to help fill out the nominations, because the nominations do require, you know, like a little form that you fill out and stuff. So if you have questions about those questions, then just reach out to us. Individuals, if you wanted to nominate individual productions, like Becky's or, obviously something that was with a specific show. You can always email us or message us if you need more materials to do so. But I thought that was a great, yeah, great reminder, is that we, this is still in the 2024 year. So if there's something we did in 2024, but of course we've been going for a while. So us as a whole, obviously we produced in 2024, but we've been going for years. So
yes.
You can just nominate us as a podcast. So yeah, that would be an honor if so. Oh, because she's already confirmed, our January episode. Oh, so also to acknowledge the elephant in the room, this was supposed to be the November episode, but things were too crazy. This is the December episode now. But we are going to try to get back to our schedule and do the January episode. And we have Dahlia Asherina coming on. Dahlia and I, we didn't go to school together, but grew up together doing youth theater. She's incredible. We were together in our little town, and we did Turlock Youth Performing Arts together for many years, and she has gone on to wowza, just hit the ground running. She has worked on Broadway several times. She was on Phantom of the Opera and the new Sweeney Todd in a directorial role. I hopefully get this correct. She was the resident director of Phantom, and she was the assistant director of Sweeney Todd. She just did a show with Shakespeare and Co. And she just got named one of Forbes 30 under 30.
Wow.
Amazing.
Which is like literally insane. Like someone I know is one of Forbes 30 under 30. So anyway, she's going to be on our January episode.
Amazing.
And I'm really excited. Incredible. She and I have, I think, done a pretty decent job staying in touch. Anytime I've gone to New York, we've tried to get coffee or brunch, and if we both happen to be in our hometown over the holidays, we have chatted and stuff like that. And years ago she interviewed me for a like blog she was writing, so Aww. This has come full circle. So yeah, we are gonna have Dahlia on next month, and that's gonna be awesome. We'll talk more about Broadway like we did with Eric, and just everything she's doing. She's really doing some awesome stuff. So that's coming up soon. So anywho, anything else?
No.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to this month's episode of Untamed Shrews. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Dawn.
And I'm Becky. Join us for our next episode in 2025. Ooh. Happy New Year. Follow Untamed Shrews on our Instagram at Untamed Shrews Podcast and on the Flag Shakes website. All episodes of Untamed Shrews can be found wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on sunsounds.org.
Please subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review, put us in your Instagram stories, donate at flagshakes.org/donate, become a podcast sponsor, and buy Shrew Crew merch. Help support the Shrew Crew.
This episode of Untamed Shrews, starring Hannah Johnson, Dawn Tucker, and Becky Zaritsky. Show art by Calliope Ludecker. Podcast theme song by Caden Slam. Podcast produced and edited by Hannah Johnson, presented by Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival, and recorded with Sun Sounds of Arizona.
Woo!
Yay. Woo! Special thanks to our audio engineer, Gina Byers.
Thank you!
Yeah, Gina! Woo! All right, bye,
bye, guys! Bye!